there are songs, and there are songs, and there are good songs. And then there are those rare moments where some songwriter has the luck to reach up into the cosmic river running through their head and pull down a masterpiece. In this case, one of the greatest pop songs of all time. In 1966, John and his wife Betty were living in a trailer in Nashville with their infant son. And one night, they went out to the movies and saw Dr. Zhivago. Inspired by the film, on the drive home, John had a tune running through his head. He described it later as a word movie, like thinking in pictures, like a painting using words and sound. When he got home, he sat down with his banjo and he wrote Gentle on My Mind in 20 minutes. The song violated several accepted rules of songwriting. It barely rhymed, there was no chorus, and it was a first draft that was never revised. A demo of the song found its way to legendary producer Chet Atkins of RCA Records, who recognized it as something special. The label offered Hartford a recording contract, and it was Chet who suggested he added the T to his name, Hartford, instead of Harford. The song was released as a single with Washing Machine as the B-side. It peaked as number 60 on Billboard's Country Songs. Glenn Campbell, who was not yet the household name he was soon to become, heard Hartford's version on the radio and bought the single. At the time, he worked as a guitarist with the legendary Wrecking Crew of LA studio musicians. He recorded a version and gave it to his producer at Capitol Records. They released it as a single, and it broke the top 40 country charts and the Billboard Hot 100, helping to establish Glenn Campbell as a new talent with wide commercial appeal. Ultimately, Gentle on My Mind would become one of the most played radio songs of the 20th century and one of the most covered songs of all time.